WHYY's education, gun violence, and health reporters have teamed up to learn how gun violence in Philadelphia is impacting students. It's part of the series called Safe Place. Gun violence is an increasing danger for teenagers in Philadelphia. Last year, 217 children and teens were shot, compared with fewer than 105 years ago. Aubrey Juhas and Sammy Kayola visited a high school at the center of the crisis to speak with two students who are doing their best to stay out of trouble.
Sincere Thornton wears a red and black sweatshirt that's too big for his small frame. The 16-year-old keeps the hood up. His brown eyes peer out from underneath the fabric.
I don't really feel safe anywhere, even though I should. Really, anything could happen. You don't know what. Only time I really feel safe is when I have someone else around me that I can trust. So mostly Tajay over here.
His classmate and best friend, 17-year-old Tajay Ellis, says shootings are common in his North Philadelphia neighborhood.
I live so close to it that it can just affect me at any time. Like, I can just be walking down the street and get caught up in it, and that's just something that you kind of have to think about a lot.
Sincere and Tajay are pretty focused kids. They go to class, they're in a bunch of clubs at their school, Dobbins Technical High School. Some days they just hang out in the school's media lab. That's where we met them.
Both say their interests and passions help keep them on track.
I just really chose the path of music over anything else.
I just want to work in biotech. I want to work in, like, the medicine field, but not, like, a doctor.
So they keep their heads down. They're careful not to get caught up in the fights that happen after school.
I'm not gonna lie, I watch, you know, but I'm a distance watcher. I'm not gonna be up in action because I don't want to get hit or anything. So I stay away from that kind of drama.
There are lots of kids in Philadelphia in the same position. They go to school, they follow the rules, but they're under constant stress from the violence that surrounds them.
They know they're one mistake away from getting caught up in something they don't want to be a part of.
Like all Philly high schools, Dobbins has metal detectors and multiple safety officers who patrol the building.
But students and staff at Dobbins say those officers don't always stop fights from happening. And fights happen frequently, often on the sidewalks right in front of or across from the school.
What are people fighting about?
To be absolutely honest, it is 100% random. We have no idea because mostly we don't know. We don't know the people. We don't know what it's about. And in my opinion, it's better if I don't find out.
Yeah. The closest thing I can think of is just like random beef, like people arguing on social media, and then they get to school and then they fight. And even if you like, even if it's a fight, you know, y'all fight, y'all cool now, you can't even have that because like it's a chance you might die outside of school just because you fought someone.
To be clear, you're saying like it can spiral into gun violence.
Yeah, it definitely can. I think that a lot of things can, especially like when it comes to school, you know. Everyone's recording, you get knocked out or something, and now people want to take it, like, outside of school. They want to run up on your house or something, you know. And it's just crazy that all this started just over some beef on the internet, and now people are trying to kill each other.
Dozens of students walked out of Dobbins in December to protest what they describe as unsafe conditions inside and outside of the school. Some argue Dobbins needs more teachers and more security guards.
The district recently hired a retired administrator to help address safety and climate issues at the school. Dobbins is also expected to receive after-school monitors as part of the district's Safe Paths program, which trains adults to respond to trouble during dismissal.
Lately, Sincere and Tajay have been thinking a lot about gun violence. They're working with a teacher and their classmates to make a documentary about the problem and its root causes. Tajay says a lot of young men in his community are joining gangs because they think it's their only option.
Some people join just because they want to have fun, but a lot of people like depend on this so they can live and take care of their family. Like, a lot of people take care of their moms, and they just, you know, no one's calling them back for a job. They keep trying to get a job, and they're not getting one, so their only resort is like sell drugs and just do all this stuff. So I think it's definitely worth looking past just like, oh, this kid has a gun, you know, let's do something about it, and then thinking about why does this kid have a gun? Why would someone so young resort to something like this is the big question.
Tajay and Sincere think for teenagers, it comes down to pride. Even though breakfast and lunch are free at school, Tajay says a lot of his classmates don't take the food because they're afraid of what other students will say about them. He says it's that same pride that leads to fights between students that sometimes spiral into gun violence outside of school.
We asked Tajay and Sincere if there was a program at Dobbins to help students work out their problems with each other, would they listen?
It sounds very helpful from like an outside standpoint, but actually being in high school, I really don't think anyone would actually do that over just fighting someone. Like, I couldn't imagine two people just trying to talk it out now, because now it's just a fight. Like, people just fight now.
Okay. Taja, I've told you about this, but I have been in a lot of fights since elementary school because I have a short temper. But after fights, I'm able to talk it out with somebody because I learned really quickly that it was stupid and I make amends with the person.
Yeah.
So it's not that far-fetched. It's just, apparently, in my opinion, it's going to be about 5 out of 10 people who actually join it.
Yeah, I think that also relates to pride, as we're talking about before, because now if you start arguing with someone and you don't fight them, you know, people, when I call you words, I'm not going to say now, but, you know, they're going to say all this stuff about you. So now you feel like you're kind of forced to fight to keep up your image as this, you know, tough person or whatever.
That's a really tough one to solve, you know? How do you convince people to care less about what other people think? Neither of them knows the answer, but they know what's at stake.
I want people just to live their life, go to school, you know, grow old, you know, do whatever being old means. I don't know. I'm not old yet, so.
Until then, the two plan to keep brainstorming solutions.
And stay focused on their futures and their friendship. Aubrey Juhas,
Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.